coming up on episode number 804. So I teased you. I told you I might do a Bruce Springsteen cover story. I also told you I might do a Roxy Music cover story. Guess what? I'm not doing either, because Saturday is the 20th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind, the release of Nirvana's breakthrough album. It wasn't their first album, but it certainly was their breakthrough album, mostly because of that first single and how big Smells Like Teen Spirit was at that time. Let's get right into it, though. It is the Nirvana cover story. We're going to go all over the place, not just Nevermind, but all through Nirvana's career. And this is the second one I've done. So it is the Nirvana cover story, volume 2, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville tonight, the Nirvana cover story, volume 2, the first one way back when, seems like forever ago, doesn't it? Way back, episode 296, if you want to go listen to the first one. I try not to repeat any music that you heard in the first one when I do the second one of these, so things that you might come to expect, like maybe, I don't know, Tori Amos or the Moog Cookbook or things like that, you won't hear in this one, but if you just go back to that one, you'll hear it. And, by the way, the very first episode of Coverville included a Moog Cookbook cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. So there's some history for you. 803 episodes ago. Boy, that seems like kind of a long time. Let's start the show, though, with that song. We're going to start and end the show with two different versions of Smells Like Teen Spirit, because out of the 37 versions I have, I really wanted to make sure I included a good variety of styles, not just in that song, but throughout the whole show. So, Smells Like Teen Spirit, the first one you're going to hear is from the 2006 album Stereo, also playable mono, by the group Macrosoft. It's a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. It begins right now.
Bye. change its moods. Spring is here again. Reproductive glands. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun.
Yeah. stuff like that. I couldn't chew my meat too good.
Mama, take me home. Mama, take me home. Mama, take me home. Mama, take me home.
You stop your crying, go outside and ride your bike. That's what I did, I killed a toad.
Grandma, take me home. 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 Grandma, take me home.
After dinner, I had ice cream. I fell asleep and watched TV. In my mother's arms.
Grandma, take me home. 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 Grandma, take me home.
Elements of tropical and electronica and so much in there. Samba, maybe? That is Sibel. She is a multimedia performance artist from Brazil, from Sao Paulo, Brazil. She describes her own music as tropical punk. But how cool is that? What a cool version right there of About a Girl. You'll find that on her album called About a Girl, which came out in 2006, a cover of the Nirvana tune. Well, all these, except for one track, is going to be a cover of Nirvana, so I don't need to keep telling you that, do I? Before that, Little Roy, from a brand new album that came out earlier this month called Battle for Seattle. That is Little Roy and his cover of Sliver. Now, that album, Battle for Seattle, is almost entirely Nirvana covers done in that reggae style. And he's got a very, very Desmond Dekker, old reggae kind of style there. You can almost hear Love of the Common People, which was a reggae cover of Waylon Jennings. Really, really cool version right there, though, of About a Girl. I'm sorry, of Sliver. Check that album out. Won't you? Before that, some ska. Skanik is the name of that group from their 2009 album Last Call with a cover of Breed. Butch Walker and the Black Widows before that one with a cover of In Bloom. That one from an album you were able to get for free for a little while from Spin Magazine, called Newer Mind, a little play on the Nevermind, a tribute album where they covered every single track of Nevermind with different artists. Amanda Palmer is on there, the Meat Puppets are on there, and that incredible cover of In Bloom by Butch Walker and the Black Widows. You'll have to take a look at the Spin Magazine site to see if you can still download that. I haven't checked in a while, but they were offering it for free as a free download for a while, so go check it out. It's fantastic. We began the show with Macrosoft and their cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit from their 2006 release, Stereo, also playable mono. Well, Coverville today is brought to you by ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. You know, I decided I'd take a look here and actually see if they had anything Nirvana related. I can't imagine what they'd have, like if they'd have like those old action figures, the McFarlane action figures of Kurt Cobain. No, but you can get a really cool t-shirt that says Nerdvana, and it's a little picture of kind of a Vishnu-style character, and around it are things like a 20-sided die. Oh, this is really cool. A game controller, a pad, Saturn, a brain. This is really, really slick. Zen and the Art of Server Farm Maintenance. Check it out. Nerdvana, one of the great t-shirts that you can get from the ThinkGeek site. And talk about an incredible variety of t-shirts. If you're a Star Wars fan, you can get the Han Shot First t-shirt. Tons of Firefly and Portal t-shirts. Really, really cool stuff. Check them out over there at ThinkGeek.com. Next tune. All right, so earlier, last year, maybe about this time, maybe a little bit earlier, The Social Network came out, and the big hubbub when the trailer first came out for The Social Network was the cover of Creep by Scala, the Scala Choir with Kolachny Brothers, a Belgian choir that just does this great haunting rendition of Creep. Well, I'll put money down that as much as maybe that made you get goosebumps listening to, I think this version of Lithium is going to do it for you even more. I love this cover right here. This is Scala and Kolachny Brothers from their album Full Circle, which came out last year. Here's their cover of Lithium. Thank you.
if I leave here tomorrow.
Oh, hey there. This is Mike Chapelier, and you're listening to Coverville, the most cover songs in one place since... ever.
One baby, two, another says I'm lucky to meet you. I don't care what you think unless it's about me. It is now my duty to completely drain you. Let's travel through to end up in your place.
That is Orbasquara, or Orbasquara. Not sure how that's pronounced. Ah, or ah, or a, Orbasquara. That is All Apologies covered by Orbasquara. It's the performing name of Mitch Davis. Now, you probably also recognize the piece of music that Orbasquara did that's most famous, and most famous by being used by Apple to sell iPhones. It was the old iPhone commercials actually used Orbasquara's song. That is All Apologies, though. And before that, Killing Heidi from Australia. Well, Killing Heidi is the name of the band. They just happen to be from Australia. In 2002, they contributed to the Triple M Musical Challenge, and it ended up on Disc 3, Volume 3 of the Musical Challenge. Right there, that cover of Come As You Are. Painting Tasters, right before that, an independent band that sent me some of their music. Ken Gordon, right there, from an album or collection, I should say, called Imagining How Tom Petty and Dylan Would Play It from 2008. That is a cover of Drain You. You can buy, or you can find and download a lot of their music from their website right there at paintingtasters.com, including another cover that he does of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Maybe we'll hear that in the bonus tracks episode for this. We'll see. We'll have to see if that comes up. And we started the set off with Scala and Kolochny Brothers with their cover of Lithium, a song that's not available in the U.S. as far as I can tell. It was released in Belgium on an album called Full Circle. So you might have to do a little bit of digging, a little bit of looking for imports online to find a copy of that one. But haunting and beautiful as Scala and Kolochny Brothers often are. We are going to just briefly... No, we're not even going to do that. I'm not going to tell you about the sponsor who just happens to be Bluehost.com, where you can get a website for under $6 a month. I'm not going to tell you about that because we're going to go right into the next set of music. We're going to start off with a band that seems to have been influenced by Steely Dan, although I couldn't find any Steely Dan covers on any of their albums. Maybe it's their style. Maybe it's just their name. Their name happens to be Any Major Dude. And this song was included on their brand new album, At the Crack of Dawn, We Sing the Birds to Sleep. Here's their cover of Heart-Shaped Box.
Me like her Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetic trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black.
Hey, wait, I've got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your
eyes me like her Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your madness, torpid trap. I wish I could eat your cancer.
Thank you.
Closing out with another version of Smells Like Teen Spirit, just like we did at the beginning, kind of bookending him here. That is Winter Gloves from a 2009 collection called The 7-Year Itch Paper Bag Records Covers Compilation. The good news was it was a free download when it was available back in 2009. The bad news, I can't find it anywhere. I was going to put a link in the show notes to where you could download a copy. I can't find it anywhere. So you may have to do some scouting around to see if you can track that one down. The paper bag website doesn't even list it, so... good luck. You know, I'm sure you can find it somewhere. It's worth finding too, because it, great covers on there, including that Winter Gloves cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Right before that, now, you know, I don't play the stuff with the bad studio quality unless I really, really want to, unless it really, really has to be played. The Manic Street Preachers, who are due to release their Greatest Hits compilation and DVD, along with a cover of The. Yes, can't wait for that. That's all coming up next month in October. So look for that if you're in the UK. And I've got a buddy out there who's going to pick me up a copy and ship it out here for me. So thank you, Wayne in the UK. Manic Street Preachers and their cover of Penny Royalty. It's funny, for their version, they call it Penny Space Royalty, which is kind of the play on words that Kurt Cobain had intended, that it's royalties that you get, right? Cheap royalties from your music. Which, oddly enough, they will be getting some royalties from ASCAP or BMI or whoever from my payments, from me paying for what I played on this show. So there you go. Enjoy that. Penny Royalty, a cover of the Nirvana track of the same name, spelled differently. Here She Comes Now, right before that, by Nirvana, from their box set called With the Lights Out, which came out in 2004. That's a cover of Velvet Underground that they included on there. And we start off the set with Any Major Dude and their cover of Heart-Shaped Box from their brand new album. At the crack of dawn, we sing the birds to sleep. And with that, we're going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line, 206-222-COVER, or you can go to coverville.com and post your comments right there in the show notes for this or every episode, if you like. Tell me what you think. Was there a song you really liked? Was there a song you weren't as crazy about? More Little Roy? More Scala? You tell me. But that is going to do it. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, I believe, with a Lost in Translation edition of Coverville. So songs covered in different languages. If you've got a request or a suggestion, idea for something included in that show, email me, let me know. I'd love to get some more ideas in there. I've got a bunch of stuff, but I could always use more. So that'll be coming up on Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultrafeed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good, here we are now. Entertain us.
Program so good, it's like you're there.